Mat hier. Refresh your memory. Maybe near the cupboards. Vividly this morning in shul, we have a very fancy engineer in our shul, one of the Ilusha people. Anyway, he located. How is it possible for the Tower of Babel, the Dor HaPlugah, to build the tower? And they found an ancient document called the Book of Jubilees, which is, we know about it. It's written something, I don't know who wrote it, but it's not in our canon, it's not in Kisrei Kodesh, that the height was 5,433 cubits and 2 palms. Tefach and 2 tefach, which is almost 2.5 kilometers, 1.55 miles. That's higher than any man-made structure today. How is it possible when the building materials were simply bricks of mud and straw? Okay, that's the... And the
what height does a plane fly at today?
The plane flies at 35,000 feet. At 6 miles. 5 miles high. That's irrelevant.
Just wondering.
No one can build it. There's no material, no bricks, no steel, etc. So they went ahead at MIT and they took mud bricks and tested its compression strength. It says it's perfectly fine, no problem. You know, if you ask anybody, mud and straw make brick? Yeah, see, I'll read it to you later. Yeah. This is what the Rambam says in the beginning of Chelik. There are three types of people who study our Agode, our Medoshim. One group said it's all nonsense. These are upper course. One says it's all true. Then the Omru Racham Racham Am Sochol Bekoton Hagoi Hazeh. They are fools. Says then there's a group. He says the trouble is he calls them a cut. Says I can't call them a cut because there aren't enough of them to make up a cut. They know which medrash you take literally and which medrash you take figuratively. It says, based upon the Masola. He says, but their numbers are so small, he says, you can't call them a group. That's the reality. Okay. Let me tell you what we need to add to our understanding of the Gemara. Let me read you first what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, we'll pick up on the Gemara there. Kosher Omatir. You with us on Ayin Dalal Amud Beis? About 9 lines from the bottom. Okay. On the Mishnah of Lamates Melochos listed in the beginning in Kal Godol, two of the Melochos are Kosher Omatir. Shiro b'mishkon hechen havoi. Omar Rovo, shen koshrin b'yisedos oholim. When they put up the mishkon, they had to tie it down to stakes, and that was kosher, right? And then they had to untie it. So they have to untie it. Then Kesher is one of the malachos. He doesn't tell you that as a preface, but we know from the Gemara that Kosher is one of the malachos that require kiyum for the malacha. Had to have a sense of permanence. That's why it's a chilik, whether you make a bow or not. So he asked, but it's not permanent. It was made in lechatchila not to be permanent. Or Marabaye, a different place of kosher. Again, Olga Yeriel Shenifsko Lehem Mima Koshno, referring to those who wove the Yeriels of the Mishkan in the looming, in the warp and woof thread tears, they tie it together. Right, that was kosher. Right. So that's kosher. All right, and that kosher was permanent. Left a thread torn, you tie it together. Says that tiatzo kosher. So where do you find matir in the Mishkan? Matir meiko, meiko lemeima. Ah, you tell me that they would tie and untie. That's too cheap, right? That's not zekeli van veil. You don't do that when weaving something for the Mishkan. You're not going ahead and worry about saving two threads, okay? If lefnei melech bosa v'domei nosin kei ne melech machotra akodi ela marove, right? Shin tzadi chalozon kosher no matirin. The fishermen who caught the chalozon to make the trellis needed for the Mishkan, either dying of the rios or for the avnate of the Kohanim, right? There they had to adjust the size of the net so they would add to it, subtract from it. It was kosher matir. Look at Rashi. Kosher no matirin. Two lines from the bottom. Shekol rishtos asuyos kshorim kshorim. All nets are made up of ropes tied together. Vein kishri kayoma. Rashi throws in the requirement. For kesher, you need kayoma. Upomim shetzor lito chutim mireshe zu lohosev arzu. Mata mikan vekosher mikan. So the kshira was done for permanence. But then you decide you want another utility, then you can untie it. No one says you mustn't untie a kesher that you made on Shabbos. Is it like the zriya? No, I want to get involved in that. I'm thinking of saying that at the yeshiva dinner. I'm supposed to give a shir. My mind is saying to give a shir on delayed action malocha. Yeah. What if a fellow goes ahead, right, and he ties a knot on Shabbos with the intention that on Monday he needs it. He knows he needs that rope. He has to untie it. So lechatchila he made a kosher, a kesher, which by its form, we'll soon see a different lashon. Gemara doesn't have that lashon yet. We have it later on in the Gemara. What lashon is missing in kosher? Who remembers from seeing from the Shulchan Aruch? Who should remember that?
Yeah, that lashon has to be like a specialized.
Oh, what is it called? Good boy. You okay?
I know this.
Kesher shel umdin.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
I should know that. Sorry.
Need a Boy Scout knot. Not just any old one. Need something fancy. Some not. Seamen's knot. This kayoma is a problem, right? The Jireos Amishkan, they didn't say they made a sloppy knot. It was a kesher shalom, it was a good knot. But what then? They knew that they have to untie it. When the onon moves, they have to move also. Therefore, it's called kesher she'eino shel kayoma. What does it mean? You need to sign a contract. Right, on every kesher that I promise never to undo it. So Rashi said, no, you can undo it. If at times you'll need The fisherman knows it could be that every week he's involved in a smaller net, a bigger net, and he knows that it's part of his work. Okay, when we learned the Mishnah, we just ran through the first Mishnah, I told you, from again, trying my best from my personal experience, that helps, especially in Hilchos Shabbos. Got to get a picture of a melacha that you understand. I told you, I used to go sailing over the summer almost every Sunday with Mr. Bentheim Zechon Levracha, one of the major, his name is all over the yeshiva, one of the major donors in the yeshiva. Yeah. And a little sailboat, and the whole malacha in the sailboat is I make knots and I untie knots. I make a knot to hold the sail firm. Oh no, I want to move the sail to another position, you untie, and you make the knots in such a way that it's easy to untie. Easy to untie and hard to untie by itself. That's part of this, the umnus, right, of the knot. So what, those are not malachas? And why don't you come in and the sailboat is set from last time and you head off in the water and now in order to continue your trip you have to untie this knot. That's what you have to do. You have to tie another knot. So can there not be a matir without kosher or a matir must have with kosher? Well, matir alone without kosher.
So why can't we just define that kayama is a reference to the type of knot you're tying regardless of how long you use it for?
Okay,
period.
Trouble is that we have two lashonis. Okay, let me read you the lashon, right, of the Shulchan Aruch. It's Orchaim Shin Yud Zayin Aleph. Hakosher Kesher Shel Kayama, Vehu Maisi Uman Chayim.
Right. So we can't the Shulchan Aruch be defining what's considered a kesher that's kayam, and that has that's umnut.
No.
He's saying Vehu, meaning he's defining kayam as umnut.
Listen carefully. The Machaber took that first lashon right from the Rambam. Okay? So Rambam, Shabbos Yud, Peg Yud. Okay? Halacha Aleph. HaKosher Kesher Shel Kayoma Humaisum and Chayav. Same lashon. Watch this. Kol kesher shechayovim al kashulo kachayovim al hatevo. Okay? On time, you're not yachayiv. V'chol kesher shehakosher oso potur kachamater oso potur. What the Rambam driving at? Tell me it's a kesher that the one who made the kesher wouldn't be chayiv for this kind of kesher, and one who unties it won't be chayiv either, right? V'chol kesher shemutur l'koshro. If you're allowed to tie it, kach mutar l'hatiro. What's he driving at? The Lashon Rambam, especially when he's so tight on his words, right? Got a problem with is kayoma and umen. Are they two separate concepts or one separate concept? That's really what the shayla is. We'll pick it up in a minute.
Business.
Okay, hold on a minute.
That's not
going to get on. We learned the Rambam, we learned the Tosfos when we first started the Gemara here. And I give a lot of dollars. Tosfos HaKosher HaMatir. So I told you people, this is going to be our workload. Finish the Gemara, then you say, okay, now Chaim Shmulevich, Shechel Levroche, the Oshiv of Mir, summertime on Meretz Yisrael, I used to attend his, say, two shiurim, Thursday night and Sunday. Thursday night was a shiur on Chumash, which then it was been published in several volumes of his on the Parsha Shura, and Sunday was a shiur on the text on the Gemara there, He had a wonderful style. He spoke always on the clock. I mean, to the second, 45 minutes. Every 10 minutes or so, he would stop and say, "Nu, was haben wir verdient?" So the Yiddish, what did we gain so far? I do a quick summary of what he said for 50 minutes. Unbelievable Bamazbir, unbelievable Shia. That's a darn good thing to ask yourself in the middle of a sugi. Okay, now what the heck did you gain from it now? A whole bunch of words. But what did you gain? What did you accomplish? What do you understand better now that you didn't understand before? That's why in Shabbos you can't do without going to the Shulchan Aruch ultimately. You know, what, listen to this. What Taisha took care of that? Right. Hakosher Vamatir. Tzorchiyun imechayev b'matir shorah maslik shor. Why? In the Mishnah, if you remember, look through the Mishnah again, you find that a kosher v'amatir is listed that way. And then, right, ha-kosev she'osios in the Mishnah, ha-mochek ha-mas dichtov, ha-bone v'asoser, right? Not all of them do we put in the almanas. What's the problem? Every melech ha-shabbos has to be melech ha-tikun. Mechiko, erasing, matil, undoing, where's the accomplishment? Where's the meleches machshavas there? So what the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, on a few of them he tells you, you know what I mean by mochek? No. You take an eraser and erase something, that's not an Iso Shabbos. Also mit Rabbonon? No, everything's also mit Rabbonon. That's no problem. Right. Why? What'd you accomplish? Therefore, it's mochek amalas nichto. What I accomplished, I want to write it correctly. By erasing my mistake, I can now write correctly. That's accomplishment. But by matir, so what did I accomplish? By undoing something. It's not a meleches machsheves. I have nothing of constructive addition to my world, which is what meleches machsheves means. By matir, doesn't say he unties amalas nichto. What did Rashi do? Again, look at the Rashi again. Right. And Rashi explained the Av Melocha, right, by Tzadi Chalazon. But it said, U kosher matirin, tzorch lito chuti mireshe zu, u lohosef al zu, yeah? So he's matir mikan, be kosher mikan. He requires it should be matir amnas liksho. That's Rashi said before. Or why you wouldn't give that example. Tosfos questions that. So, right? Imechaye b'matir shor masik shor lo. Umid lo tonele kiktone mochek amasichtov. Right? You say, well, then obviously the Mishnah means you don't need it that way. No, ain't ledagdik. Why? Dochanami, the Mishnah wasn't all informative. What the Gemara says, you think to Tana is a peddler that always announces all his wares, but he wants to tell you, he tells you. Right? Now look what Tosfos does. Lefi ma shepirish Rashi, di mischam ole tchei kitri bahadi adodi b'shei chutin, ze el ze, shori chad b'ni echad, mashma de mechaye b'lo amasrik shil. B'lo loshon koter lo mashma kipirushil. Rashi never said that. On the contrary, look at Rashi a little further, by Chalozon, right? It's clear that the Loshon indicates kosher amanaslik, matir amanaslik show. And that's the Rabbi Nachananel quotes Rashi opposite of Tosfos. If Maharash is mashma, you do need it. Okay? Tosfos remains by either way, Lakan or Lakan, right? So let's see. You look in the Rosh on Simon Bov. Okay, people have, don't have it, so do listen to that, not small Rosh. As long as you have a Rosh, it's okay. HaKosher Bamatir, Shiro Bebishkon Hechabi, Amarabaye, Orge, Yerios, Shinifskol, and Yerios, etc. Kosher Amas, Amar Rabbe, Terasta Kosher Matir, Teheran. Abloi, Shekin, Shiro, Chlozen Kosher Matirin. Okay, listen to Rosh. Mashen is Tapek Ri, in Bina Matra Masikshor, or low. Referring to the Tosfos we just looked at, Ein Gimel, right? Yireh d'lo mechayev d'ele dumya d'habe b'mishkon matir kesher shel kayoma amanas, right? Liksho kesher shel kayoma kein tzayodei chalozer. You need both. You need kosher, right? Following matir. Matir alone is not an av malocha. Means matir amras liksho. That's what the text says. That's how Rashi takes the text. Rashi gives the example: tziyode yichekein. They take from one and add to another. So you have a matir and a kosher. So Rashi is double kosher. Matir and kosher. Now that's the geyas halacha lamaisi. Can you ask a goy to untie a knot for you? If your intent of this matir amanas because you need it to tie something else, amanas liksho, then it's an iso d'raise. You can tell a goy to do it. If it's the rabbanon, amir lakum, according to most shittas, is mutar on the rabbanon. Some say only with bar mitzvah, but most rishonim say no. Amir lakum, on the rabbanon is okay. Trade rabbanon is okay. Rabbanon didn't ask the trade rabbanon. That's a big chiluk. If you people have the same text I do. There's a Teter Shmuel on the Rosh. Look at the Teter Shmuel. I think the Tefer Shmuel explains the Arichus of the Rambam. Read the Rambam through again. Kol kesher shechayovim al kashuro kachayovim al etero. Kol kesher shehakosher oso poto kachamater oso poto. Kol kesher shemuter lekoshro kachamuter latiro. Mom is repetitive, right? Look at this Rebbe Shmuel. He says, Rambam, Usmag lochoku elastoma kosu lechiyuva. Cheinire beini, right? Miloshon ha-mishneh, kolkesho atem ha-chayvo mushim kishuvo, katem ha-chayvo ha-leteiro, mashma b'chol inyem ha-chayv. Ve'od, afilu hava b'mishkon ha-masik shu, mikol mokom, ein sroro lo mashu ha-masik shu de poto. Oh yeah, that's a brilliant insight. He says, Poshus from the Lashon Mishnah, Kosher Matir, but Toshus asks, you didn't say Matir HaMasliksho. He says, Enochanami, you didn't say it because you don't need it. Kosher is Isu and Matir is said all along, not tied together. You see, this is Nogei Yosan, the next Melocha, which is an extension of Kosher Matir by Tofel that we discussed yesterday. Do you need a knot at the end of your sewing so it shouldn't unravel or not? Right, now listen to this. Atilu hava b'mishkan ha-masliksho. Even if you tell me that the matir in the mishkan was for the purpose of making another knot, whether it's the loom or whether it's the asedos of the ohel, right? Ein svora lomar shelo ha-masliksho de poto. That line alone is difficult to accept. It's not, what kind of svara are you asking for? We're asking how Lachal Moshe Vizina Chukim without svara. You don't need svara for this. He says, no. Nevertheless, you have to use a svara. Why? Bishlama mutor, bishlama soser, v'koreya u'mochek, kula mekalkalin hein. U'mikoach svara u'kimna amalechas ha-mishkan, lo mechaye velik Moshe Vizina l'shom amlas tzakim. So you can't forget the overall definition of malacha. The overall definition of malacha, every malacha is malacha's tikkun. Why? Remember in the mnemonic kegeshe mokok, one kuf is kayoma, one kuf is kilkul. A malacha's kilkul is not a malacha. Therefore, that we know before you start any individual malacha analysis as an overall requirement for all malachas. It must be malacha's tikkun. Right? Now listen careful. Ava Malocha, he says, Ava Matir, Malocha b'fnei asmehi. V'tikin hu, k'mo sha malochos, meizu tam nisach liyus dafka amlastik shol.
Yeah.
He's asking the kashe from what I told you about my sailing experience. You untie one of these fancy knots because you don't want it sailed in that position, you may never may go the rest of your trip not ever touching that rope. Did I do anything by untying it? I sure did. By untying it, I dropped the sail and the hurricane is not going to turn me over. Who says that itself doesn't stand all alone as a malechas tikkun? He doesn't give any examples. So in my mind, I have the sailing example. Sure, untying the knot was as much as tying the knot. There was no distinction. One wasn't a mochet kosev relationship. Each one is a malacha for itself. That's the obvious. Very nice tight. All right. Else, what about the cover here? But I think that's it. Okay. Let's go next point. That was the kosher matter that we want to add to our discussion. Now look at the one on Tofer Shtei Tefilos. Remember, we have to get oriented thinking again. We're talking about what your mother calls a basting stitch. If you ever had a suit that was made to order, you realize I haven't had either. But our kapote, a Shabbos garment, we have it made to order. So you go, you have a fitting. You have a fitting that looks like the thing is pretty much made. Except you realize it's all holding together, but only with what's called a basting stitch. So that the tailor simply can move that. He wants to move it this way, he'll move it. That's the whole shayla here. Okay? Basting stitch, like kayoma. The shayla is, does Tofel need kayoma or not? What's the shayla? Again, using an example that you comes from our world, right? Mishkan is hard to focus on. So tell me, that tailor, when he worked several hours to put together the piece of material to look like a kapote, to look like a Shabbos garment, it sure looks like it. But what's wrong? He's not finished yet. All the stitches are basting stitches. Well, all they like is kiyum. Right? What kind of kiyum? Not even that. If you wouldn't mess with it, I can wear it that way too. But then, in the course of time, it'll loosen. Right? Who says it's not enough for an accomplishment that I put it together that way? That's the chilik between shtei tefilos and gimel tefilos. Okay, what's the lashon again? Hatofer shtei tefilos. Okay. There was a lashon of the Mishnah at the bottom of my dalam of days. Hatofer shtei tefilos. So the Gemara asks, holo kaima. And that two lines explodes a massive machlokas, Rishonim, Achonim, asking you, number one, does Tofel exist alone as a malocha? Or is every time you sew something, you over on two chatos, one for Tofel, one for kosher? If you tell me that Tofel doesn't work for who she kosher, therefore, every tofel has a kosher with it, then you get two more malachas. That's the question number one. Or do you say no? This is asked the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That tofel, the process of tofel ends up with a kshira, but you're involved not in tying knots, you're involved in sewing things. Therefore, it's one av malacha of kosher, of tofel. Tofel ends up with kosher, but it's the av malacha of tofel. That's a relatively minor machlokas, meaning whether the kosher is independent kshira, or whether it's merely part of the process, and you have a process malocha, then the whole process is identified as one av malocha. What's the lashon here? Boras b'holo kaimo. So I got question number one. Right, gives you answer number one, namely, does Tofel need kayoma? Not every malocha needs kayoma. Does Tofel need, it should be kayom? Right? So we said yes. We said what? Kosher needs kayom. But Tofel stands alone as another malocha. Does that need kayom also? V'hu holo kayma, amar Rabba Bachon, amar hu shekoshron. Which means Tofel needs kayoma, has to be able to stand permanently. It has to be a finished job. But I know that Tofel alone doesn't last. When doesn't it last? That's because HaTofel Shtei Tefilos. If I make two stitches, it's not going to stay. If, however, at the end, and here what they mean by kosher, you have to understand, if you look how the Achoinim understand it, you take then this end of the thread and this end of the thread and you need to make a knot. Others say, like the Rambam holds, Husha Koshran, at the end you make a knot so it shouldn't slip out. But nevertheless, that's what we're talking about. But by state tefillos, therefore, what's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? This is the Lashon. Lashon Shulchan Aruch is, I don't have it, okay. Scribe about Lashon Rambam. Lashon Rambam, Shabbos Yud, Halochet Hes, Hatofesh Tei Tviros Chayev, Vuhu Shekosha Roshe Yachut Mikan Ve Mikan, Kidei Shetamot HaTviro Velo Tishomet. What is he saying? Mikan U Mikan. Somebody means what I described to you. I take this end, and tie it. Avol im tofa yesar shei tefilos. Af ha-pi shelo kosher chayev, sherei miskayem es ha-tefila. Now we have a new analysis. Right? What are you saying? Three stitches, so therefore this tailor who can make a whole line of stitches. But I told you the other day, you buy a suit and this pocket is sewn up. Right? It's not sewn like a regular sewing. Why? You go ahead and make a little nick in the thread, right? And suddenly you can pull the whole thread out. And so obviously it's not a kayova kind of thing. But it sure was good. If you didn't do your little nick and cut one thread, you could stay that way forever. That's what the Rama means. If it's more than three, even though it's not tied, that's what it means. Not tied, what's the not tied? I can pull out the thread. Right? Then it's enough kayomo to be over al tofer. Right?
What does that mean? When they do the pocket, how do they close it off? Because you still have to nick it, so how is it closed off?
How is it closed off? At the end, there, they clearly make a little knot.
So they put a knot in at some point,
right.
Anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, so when you cut that little knot, now what is it? The pocket will stay until you pull the thread out. No. There has been. So that'll be Gimel Tfiros Bli Kesher. It's perfectly fine. It's a Meleches Tikkun.
But in the end, there's still a Kesher. There's a little.
That's it. Your suit company did it that way. Okay. But if your mother would go ahead and sew something up the cuff of your trousers, right, and use a basting stitch all around without a kesher, it'll stay. That's what Rambam says. If it's more than two tefillos, the friction of the thread in the cloth is enough. You have enough friction. So it'll stay put. The Rambam and the Miri both use that lashon. They must have had a gear sitting more we don't have. I don't think the Rambam made up that lashon himself. The Mishnah says shei tefilos must have had a girsa, avol gimel tefilos yechayev even without kayom or that gimel tefilos without kesher, without shira, right? So now we pose the question. If the Rambam, then Vuhusha Koshro is limited only to two tefillos. If it was a string, more than three tefillos, a series of stitches, then you're high without Kayaba. Right? It turns out, therefore, that if you're going to make two stitches, then the only way you can be mechayev this fellow, if you mechayev him for two kavanos. That was the question we started with. Every tofer, every meleches tofer, has with it requirement, support of melacha, right? There must be a meleches kosher also. The guy says, three tefillahs can get along without kosher. So if you look in the Ran, I'm catching you quickly, I scribbled out where it is. And now the Apirim is Lamed Beis, I think. Well, Lamed Beis in the Ran.
Rabbi, we're
saying... I can't tell you how much fun it is when you go ahead and match up the Rishonim. So I have it in that Kovitz of Perushim there, or one after the other. In fact, I didn't even look in the Ran here, but I have the quote. Lamed Beis, I said.
Do you know where it is?
Lamed Beis Beis.
Yeah.
The Ran.
Okay.
Here's the Lamed Beis. Makes sense. It looks very similar to this. Let's look at the Bergen Gemara page, but so say.
No.
Not
in my text. Lamed Beis Beis. I have Lamed Beis Beis.
It would be.
I wrote on Dapei. That's what the text is. Said is Lamed Beis Beis and Dapei Ariv.
It's the last two words.
There you go. That's Dapei Ariv. Anyway, I can find it without that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Look at this. Here it's Tzadik Aleph.
I think this is
the
Perushim.
This is Rashi,
yeah?
Yeah,
one
Rashi
doesn't.
Yeah,
okay. I have it on Tzadik
Aleph.
It must have been a typo on that thing.
No,
it says Lamed Aleph, it must be Tzadik Aleph. Right, right on top.
No, Lamed Beis here.
It means it's a different edition. Okay, fine. The little words here, Lamed Beis. Anyway, it's our pagination in Tzadik Aleph. Okay, unless yours is different.
Hold on.
Well, what numbers are you up to? What?
Mine is Lamed Beis.
Mine's Lamed Beis.
You got Lamed.
Lamed Bet.
Okay, so
the Oz V'Hadar has a different.
Okay, so you have it. Hakosher Lamata, right? Hatofer Shei Tefilos Olokaimer Amar Rabbi Abchanan Amir Anu Shekor. That's the Rif. Right? Look at the Ran. Okay, let's just listen. Listen slowly. Hatofa Shetfirs. Right? So Ran says, Holo Kaimirima asks. Right? The Ran on the side. Shekosha Shnei Roshe Achut Mikan Loma Rabaleza Mimitz. To say for Yireim, the kosher kesher echod lo mechayev shein meskayim. Di mechayev kim the tofer shei tefilos or mashkachas lo belo kesher. Typically, the mechayev mishum kosher. And the badei kedam rinon. Unbelievable.
What's his svara?
Huh?
What's his svara for why it's not?
What's he saying first? What is svara? First, what are the words? Then we know what the svara is. This is very portion. He says, when I have a basting stitch, two stitches, and then I'm going to make it so that the stitches shouldn't loosen, right? All I need to do is make time once. If I won't pull on it, want to hang a drapery, it's enough. This. Kesher shel kayoma, I need two, one and two. Cross the rope once, that's not a kesher. Once it becomes a kesher, we tie it the second time. Right? Therefore, very portion. The Gemara says, when is a shei tefilos considered to be a melacha? Behusha kosher, not an ad melacha of kshira, because I do a kesher shel heter. As far as kshira, it's a kesher shel heter. As far as tefila, it's adequate to stabilize the thread.
So even though it's not a proper kesher, you're still chayav deraita.
Al-Stofer, not al-Kosher.
Al-Stofer, right, yeah.
Well, again, look at Loshen, unbelievable. Right? He says, what's his question? you tell me you can't be tofel. Typically, the mechayim mishum kosher, right? Elavade can amoron, right? B'hocho, we're talking about shlo kosher ela kesher echod askinon. We mean kesher echod, a kesher that's not kshira legabe isur kosher, but it's adequate to add to the tofel. So it's an act of tzfira, not an act of kshira. To be act of kshira, I need a double knot. A single knot is not a kosher. You don't mean my knot, I mean single Passover. And that's a halacha l'maaseh. Your mother has a garbage pail, that you have to think about, because that's her life. Your mother has a garbage pail and she puts in a garbage disposal bag and it has pull. You're familiar with it? Pull ties, whatever you call them, right? And Shabbos, finished up, he loses up the garbage pail, right? There. And you go ahead, you want to put it out in the garage or wherever you put your garbage, so you don't have to fall out. So you go ahead, you take those ties, and you make a knot. Or the Issa D'Raisa. Go tie it only once, little hole, thread the back from opening up, right? And you take it, it's perfectly mutu. Not potu, mutu. Okay?
What?
You follow?
So to do one tie, that would be usur, you're saying?
Huh?
To do one Passover, even though in terms of kosher is not really a kesher, with that bag, if you do only one tie,
it's mutter.
What about tofer though? Would that be ishur
tofer? No, tofer. Not tofer anything.
If you take out the garbage and you do two ends, right. Tie it over one tie, right. But it's a kaima.
It'll say, if you go and pull on it, one time pass, it's fine. If you go ahead and do it on a drapery hanging on the wall, it's okay. But it's not a kesher. It's a muta dika act on Shabbos. You can't ask for everything on Shabbos.
You do a second knot and then you're done.
Yeah.
So what's the reason why it's not a problem there? Because of umnim or
the what?
It's not shal umnis or because it's not shal kayama?
Which one? It's not a kesher kayama.
Uh-huh. It's not umnut either. It's just one Passover. It's neither.
Huh?
It's not shal umnut either. It's only one Passover.
Right.
It's neither.
So it's a kesher. But the gabi tofel. It's adequate to stabilize the tefillah. Therefore, it makes the tofel into a malocha.
Right, but not with the garbage can.
But
right.
That's an independent malocha of kosher.
Right.
That answers that big kashya. When you learn the Gemara, it says, v'hu shekosher. So therefore, you get two of malochas. As we started. Says, no. There's a kesher shal heter. A kesher shal heter, the gabek shira, is sufficient to make the tofel into an isur d'oraisa.
I don't really understand this question of if it would be tying a real knot, then it could have been tefillah from the din of kosher. Maybe it's just as we said when we started this again. Maybe you're getting two. Maybe you have to bring two chattas.
What that's right. That's what the meaning is.
Taking it as an assumption.
Okay.
That you
look
in
the
meiri.
You look in the meiri.
Yeah.
And meiri says, meiri remember is always our rebbe in a sense. Seems to understand our educational psychology best. Yeah. He says, go ahead, open the Gemara, he says, and read the Gemara before Tofel. What are they talking about? Right. Look at the sugi. There's a sugi on the whole omelet. People are boasting how many melochas I can be mechayev you. Right? One says, oh, I give you an act that'll be mechayev you, the earlier one, I mechayev you seven chatos. So, oh no, I can top that. I can give you an act that mechayev you 13 chatos. He says, v'husha kosher, yeah, it means two chatos. He says, part of that mood, why are you so excited about it? He says, yeah, it tells you that when people sow the way they normally sow, you can get two chatos. You're too cheap, only one chatos. Right, I can outbid you on that one. I can give you two chatos for it. I'd like to add just one more thing to this. Where else do you have an Isur Tefillah? other than Shabbos?
Shatnez.
Quiet. Very good. Shatnez. Nosim b'Shabbos, Tzemer u'Pishtin Yachdov. Right, I gotta make Yachdov. How do you make Yachdov? I have to have a piece of linen and a piece of wool. And you go ahead, you'll put on a linen shirt and then put on a wool scarf. That won't be Shabbos. Okay? I need a Yachdov, I gotta tie it together. For who should kosher? I need Shira there. Tfilo Kshira, right, has his counterpart on Nisa Klayim. Okay, you with us?
It's an exception.
So the question that you would, ask, and you should ask, from Hilchos Shabbos, do you need a Kesher Shel Kayoma for Shabbos? That's the Shabbos. Kesher, we say, needs Kesher Shel Kayoma. Right. And that's really, Tofel also needs Kayoma. Right? That's why Shtei Tefilos no, three Tefilos yes. So Shaili is, how about for Shabbos? I quote this in the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Klayim Yud Chav Dalet. Hamachaber beged tzemer in beged pishton b'tkifa achas. Trouble, he had a better vocabulary than we do. So what tkifa achas? Avol kishekibes eshnei roshei achut ke'echod o shetokav shtei tkifos harei ze klayim vein masrich kshiro. What does he say? And I know what. What's tkifa achas? One stitch. Right? But what? If, however, he did shtei tkifos, right? Harei ze klayim vein tzorich shiro. What's he referring to Shabbos? He said by Shabbos, sholi chayiv, it is a kshira after two tkifos, by klayim not. No, what's a simple pshat? So in Klein, got the dvaz on the side. Ask the kasha. Rambam, you just told me in Hilchos Shabbos that shtei tkifos, shtei tfilos don't count, right? Only behusha koshon, that's what makes it count. But by Klein, you tell me it's called a semel upishon yachdov, right? The same isu should be by Shabbos in Klein. What's the issue of Shabbos? And I hey Yom and Aleph, it makes it clearer. I pull the thread and make the two pieces come together, right? Hamoser shut chutzel. Look at top. I hey Yom and Aleph, right? That's already an issue. So why not? Then why by Shabbos you require, however, it should be what? It should be tied together. The fact that it's give, that's after the case of the Ayin Hei and Aleph, that Moser Achut, because the Chut is tied properly. What then I pull it? Let me just stop there a minute and explain that a little bit better to you. Whole Tumul in Shulchan Aruch, women, I don't have a clear picture, but I know what it is. You wear a bathing suit. There's a cord in the bathing suit, right? And when you go ahead and you pull on the cord, you adjust the size of the bathing suit, right? That should be also midrabanan. It's musea chut. What did you do? You had a bathing suit like this, and suddenly you make a bathing suit like this. That's musea chut. You pull the thread to make the pulling come together better, right?
That means a belt should be usher also then.
Yeah?
So why isn't a belt usher too?
A belt is no problem in a minute. Yeah.
That's not kaima. Where, as soon as you untie it, it's going to go back.
A drawstring, right? A drawstring. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about, I don't have a clear picture of it, but I can visualize it from a bathing suit. That women, he says, have balloon sleeves, he says, noshim, and they pull on the thread and ties it up over here, so this balloons out there. It's also on Shabbos. Unless, he says, it is in a nekev, meaning where your bathing suit cord is, the entry, the hole is much wider than the cord. Then clearly it's not part of the bikini. Then it's looked upon like a belt outside the bikini. But if it is tight, you push it, as most bathing suits are made that way, I believe, where there isn't really any give. If you should accidentally pull the thread out, pull the thing out, you'll have a tough time getting it back in, right? There, it'll be also on Shabbos. It's Moseh Chut. Mirabana, okay.
What's the Mirabana?
So you can't, don't go swimming with a bathing suit on Shabbos.
What if you have sweatpants that have
But you
that?
Can swim without a bathing suit, so better, okay.
What's the Mirabana in this case? Where's the Mirabana? What extra siyag did the Mirabana put here? What's the din Mirabana?
I don't want to get into that. That's we're not up to date. That's Moseh Chut.
No, Rabbi's talking about Dereisa.
Huh?
Rabbi says Chayav Chatas. He's talking about Dereisa.
Why? There is you're repairing a repair. Here it's not really, even the women who pull on the thread, they're really not doing a Maisa Tefillah. Right? It is obviously, for that, there is if it's loose in there. Otherwise, it's domel and Moseh Chut. It's also the Rabbanon. I said the Rabbanon right away. We're not playing around. Here is a Dreiser.
But even if it would have been a real knot.
What?
Even if it would be a real knot.
No, not talking about knotting. We're talking about pulling two pieces of garment together.
But there's definitely no Kayama.
Huh?
There's definitely no Kayama.
No,
there's not even Tfira.
We're talking about the Rabbanon, you said.
Even Tfira, there needs Kayama.
Huh? Well, what's troubling you?
If you be kosher, shnei tefiros. If you be tover, shnei tefiros.
Right.
That would be also your own?
Oh, I'm
sure. Without kshira.
Which one?
If you
be tover, shnei tefiros, without any kosher.
Certainly. I have no doubt that if you take a needle and thread and ask a rope, can I take two stitches? He'll say, but it's also. Even though it's not chayev, but also it is. Otherwise, we would say muto. The rules of the game hold.
So Tefira without Kiyama is also.
It doesn't say muto, it's also.
So Tefira without Kiyama is also in the bottom, but Kesher without Kiyama is winter.
Right.
Why are they more mafra?
We thank God for little blessings. You're arguing why they should ask us. Sometimes they forgot to ask us something. What did you do?
Wait, so Rebbe says sweatpants are usher then to wear on Shabbat?
Huh?
Sweatpants are usher to wear on Shabbat?
That would be. That would be the shayla, whether the bathing suit, sweatpants, the same thing, gym suit, yeah, whether it's loose in there or not. Whether the cord is in there, the space of the, where the entry is, that seam that they make that go in, whether it's a big seam or a tight seam.
What if you make it in such a way where you can't pull the string out, meaning some people knot both of the cords, so it can't get pulled inside, or it's
they,
no problem.
No, Yisrael is not about pulling it out.
Versus pulling it out, tightening it.
Yisrael is adjusting the size, like the sleeves on the women that the Shulchan Aruch talks about. Right, so I have something which is too big. How the Rabbanon visualize it, I have two pieces of material, one here and one here. I want to pull them together. That's Moseh Chut. That's what Omar Rav. Right? He said,
So that's what it's speaking about. It's not talking about the end of a garment and putting two.
No. I give you a better example. I have a loose button. If I pull on the thread, now the button is loose now for a while, not too long.
Tighter.
But the intention is to combine two things
that are separate, right?
There it's only temporary.
It's only the Rabbanon. Otherwise, this is Chayiv Dereisa. Okay, so it was simple. Back to what we started it. So the kashi is that the Rambam. So why by Klayim Don't you have the same requirement? It also, you need, it should be tefillah. In fact, my client may be even a stronger requirement, because when the Gemara talks about client, he talks about shoi tovi venuz, which means the thread themselves are made up of filaments, right, of semer upish and yachtov. By the way, are you people aware, stickle raya to the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, who says that Isra Shatnes is a claim stemmed from Isra Avodah Zarah. If you do any reading around the Goyshe Chagim time, talk about the Pope and his special service, etc. If you look up carefully, you realize that the begodim of the Pope must be Shatnes, must be Tzemel Upishtin Yachtov, and he holds in his hand a scepter, a metal thing, so that he worships all three gods. Remember, Christianity has its origins in idolatry, not in Judaism. Yeah. Therefore, the three big gods of mankind are the god of agriculture, the god of animal husbandry, sheep herding, right, and mineralogy. So by dressed...
What was the third one?
Mineralogy.
Minerals. Oh. Right, iron, copper. Right. So by being dressed in shatnes and carrying a metal object, he does homage to the three Avodah Zarahs in once. Right. Yes. Okay. It's just interesting. You want to read Avodah Zarah, which is the next thing we'll talk about Amgush. How much Avodah Zarah are you allowed to read? That's the next thing in the right. If you want to, be over all 13 chatos at once in reading Avodah Zarah, you read Fraser's Golden Bowl. And Golden Bowl has all the halachas of all Avodah Zarahs that people thought up. Yeah. Okay. So what's the teretz under the dvar? It's a simple teretz. Who said that kayoma is halacha in shatnes? Kayoma stems from leches machshavas, right? From leches tikkun. Shabbos is halacha and leches tikkun. God is the creator. I'm not creating on Shabbos. Therefore, leches tikkun is also for me. By crying, what do you pray? What's got to do with two tefillos, three tefillos? Semer upish and yachdov, two tefillos are enough. It's not kayoma. Who said it is kayoma? Kayoma is a factor in Mleches Tikkun. It's not a factor in the definition of what yachdov is. That's why by Klayim we don't have halacha. You need vahusha koshron in the Rambam. Whereas by Shabbos, yes. Okay, we'll stop here. I want to share with you two thoughts on the center.
Adding something.
Now, first of all, this thing is intriguing, right? This is from one of the Instron is one of the high-tech electromechanical testing systems. Their job is to test building materials to pass the code, right? And they have the machinery for testing. They did this work on the Tower of Babel, right, where they found this text, Jubilee, saying that the Tower of Babel was a mile and a half high, and they had no metal framework. How did you, out of mud bricks, how could you have, by the time you get up to the top, the pressure on the bricks on the bottom should have crumbled them. You got it? So they show that not true. That if you take, they made mud bricks of mud and straw and baked them in an oven. They say that's the chili. If you don't bake them in an oven, then they won't stand up. Right. That's why we know that one of the big things of the relationship of Nimrod and Avraham Avinu was that Nimrod had a big kifshon because he was busy building the Migdal. And he threw Avraham Avinu in the kifshon. Right. So he says, listen to this language, he says. The sun-dried bricks, he says, withstand compressive loads of 4,000 pounds per square inch. right? A pyramidal, structure, right? There, it could would support a height of 1,500 feet, a quarter of a mile high. However, if they developed new technology, what's the new technology? They baked the bricks in a wood-fired furnace. Baked bricks, when compressed, will withstand 20,000 pounds per square inch, which is 10,500 feet or 2 miles high. Okay? Which of the stories of the Bible are literal, which are not? As we had occasion to comment yesterday, whatever my Rebbe tells me. That's assuming he had a good Rebbe and who told him the right thing. It's by Masola, by Kabbalah. Okay. Let me just want to give you pshat, my pshat and a Rashi we are very pleased with. And since I say Chumash every Friday night now, I got to sometimes do something which I find very helpful.
Wait, Rebbe, why is it such a wonder about the building of the pyramids?
Yeah?
Why is it such a wonder about one of
pyramids of stone.
So why, but why is it such a wonder?
He went from mud bricks.
No, I'm saying, why is it one of the wonders of the world?
Who knows? Because they knocked down, because Kadosh Baruch Hu knocked down the Tower of Babel, that's right. Okay. Listen to the text. Kates called Bosso Bolofonai. I told you my father Zatzal's pshat on chomos. Yes, my father is an old yeshiva man. Studied with the Chofetz Chaim in Radin. Not with the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim didn't say shiurim. Shiurim was said by Naftali Trop. Chofetz Chaim said musa shmus. That's all. Yeah, but he studied in Radin. Born in Kamenitz, but didn't go to Kamenitz yeshiva. Was born there. But that's the rule. You never stay home. If you stay home, you spend too much time with your mother's refrigerator, or mother's icebox, whatever. So you have a goal of them come to her. You send your way someplace. All right. So they, I mentioned it to you, this wonderful, wonderful insight in the nature of the people in the DP camps, where they asked them what they wanted. And they printed for them on newsprint, which was the only paper they had, the Chagas Aryeh and the Chef Schweitzer. And that's all they had in their mind. So that's what my father said, Amolo Chomos. He said, God came, look at what's happening in the world. He went into all the shuls in the world, he says, and he saw Chomos. Chomoshim, Marzorim, and Sidurim. That's all. He says, no Gemoris, no Chagas Aryeh. He said, no Chef Schmeisser, such a world you got to destroy. Can't survive. Anyway, that's not what the Gemara said. What's Chomos? So, Kimol Oros Chomos, right? So the Medrash Rabba tells you what Chomos is. There's Gezel and there's Chomos. Last time. Okay, here it is. Keep I'm at all. Okay. Is should be Lamed Aleph, it should be. Now listen carefully. Eze Chomos, Eze Gezel, Amar Rav Chanina. Chomos she'enu shova pruta, gezel she'shova pruta. V'kach hoyu anshei amabal osim, Echad mehem motzi kuposo maleir turmusin, the same turmus we had in our Gemara. He comes with a pushkat cart full of beans. Hoye zeba v'notel pochim shabu pruta, zeretot pochim shabu pruta, ad mokom shen yocho lotziyem yemena b'din. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atem asisem shalom kushura, af ani esei mechem shalom kushura. What? A man shows up with a pile of beans. Everybody goes by, takes one bean. What are you yelling? One bean? What are you yelling about? Call the cops. The cops don't come for Pesach Shalom Putin. That's chomos. That's not gezel. For gezel, God won't destroy the world. This kind of shtick, playing with the halacha, playing with the legalism, right? Illegal, legal, legalism, that destroys the whole structure of society. In other words, there are two aspects here. One is that you're using the law in order to commit an evil. Second, this fellow is never going to show up again. Remember, Noach was aware from his own daughter, was aware that if you feed the poor, if you send succor, it was a capital crime. There's Hakasakasa, right? What's Sakasa, her cries? They said they called it was the daughter of Noah, went ahead and fed a poor man who had not, at night she would sneak out and leave some food by the well, etc. They caught her, they covered her with honey and put her out in a bee farm, a beehive. And the bees stung her to death.
Wasn't that Stom? Yeah? Was it Stom or was that Noach? Was that Lot's daughter or was Noach's daughter?
That was Antish Stom, either way, whichever one it was. I don't know, maybe Antish Stom, but it's Antish Stom. It was Lot's daughter, right? It was Lot's daughter, correct. Anyway, what's the idea? This was Mises Dome. This was what? Make sure no one ever shows up again in my town. So two aspects. One, fellow shows up. Their own people, they wouldn't do it to each other. That's how you keep strangers away, right? And second, you don't say I'm going to be a ganav. I'll do something just on the borderline. I'm going to play around, right, on the fringe. Yeah. This past year, I don't know if you kids are aware of it, there were three major scandals involving the Torah community, major business scandals. The last one in Lakewood now, where a member of my shul lost $78 million. It was in the newspapers. Yeah. Yeshiva man. Lakewood Yeshiva boy went into business, right? Mm-hmm. Took investments, walked off with several hundred. Mm-hmm. I don't know yet. He's now sitting in jail. They probably arrested him a week or two ago. They were letting him loose, trying to catch him doing things and so on. Yeah. How is that possible? Yeshiva boy, he sought out to be a ganav? Certainly not. But was he doing things that were on the fringe, on the edge? You gave me money. I said I will be very careful about your money. Careful to you meant 10% risk. To me, 90% risk is also good. Right. I'm not taking your money. You don't mean to invest. I'll invest some money. And little by little, that's how it happens. Actually, real estate has been the pitfall of many B'nai Torah. Somehow, you've got a good head, you can go into real estate and turn over property and so on, but you get caught. You have to be real good. Like start off with a few $100 million in the bank, then you can afford to take a few downturns and so on. Otherwise, the bubble bursts and you're left holding, right, property that's not worth the mortgages and so on, as we have today. Okay, that's one point. That's not much of a chiddush. Let me tell you what is a, I think, a great chiddush. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Noah how to build the table. Right? What do you say there? Tzohar taseh la table. Make a tzohar at a table. Right? What's a tzohar? A simple shot would be a skylight. Right? Something like lighting. That's what Rashi says. Yesh omrim chalon, which would be the simple pshat. Yesh omrim even tova hameir lahem. They say it was a precious stone that gave off light. If that were the case, then he would have died most likely of radiation poisoning, because it only be a uranium, could have been only a hunk of uranium. What stone has self-generating energy? What does it mean? A stone that gives off light. No one knows pshat. That's there was such a stone. It's easy. Again, you can belong to that group of people that the Rambam talks about. Right. Let me tell you what I think is wonderful pshat. Hamir Alem doesn't mean he gave off light. Mir, that means it's shown for them. Instructive light. What happens if I hang up a prism and the light hits the prism? And on this wall, you get a spectrum. Right? All the way from red down to ultraviolet. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, put up a stone, and every day you'll see what looks like sun shining. White light, right? And suddenly you see on the back wall, it's not white light. It's made up of all kinds of little wavelengths of light. And that represents the world, he says. God wants a world, right, that casts light on everybody. Unless you're willing to understand that the society that Kadosh Baruch Hu made, as the Gemara says, Kichem shepartufeim einen domen zu lezu. Kar deoseim einen shoven zu lezu. You don't look like me. Ponovitcherov said it beautifully at a summer koilo that he ran every summer. I see you in the street, you don't look like me. You must be a terrible fellow, you don't look like me. He doesn't bother me. You don't look like me, don't look at me. How come when I talk to you, you don't think like me, you become my enemy? That's like Moses says, "Kishem shapartzufeim in domen zu lezu." That's the part of Rachel's vote. Kach deyoseim in lezu. Why are you angry when he doesn't think like you? God made a world where people look differently and think differently. Kach, that's what it's kach, just as they look differently. The purpose of the Tzohar of Eben Tova was to remind Noach every day, if you're gonna, you are now the progenitor of the world. The world's going to start with you. Adam started the world. It didn't work out so good. Now Noah is starting a new world. So you have to know the world will consist of all kinds of people. Unless you can avoid that chomos, which comes from disdain of other people. Unless you can recognize the right of people to be different, to think different, right? Then you will not have a world. The world will destroy itself. So the first pshat is simple pshat, a chalon. Yeah. Second pshat is yeshomrim. You should know that he also asked him to hang up an Eben Tova, right, to remind him what his responsibility, the key responsibility for a world to survive is to recognize the differences among people and honor the differences among people. So if you, Adam, if you're working the Shabbos, no. No. Yeah. Okay, but then you find some place to say the dosh anyway. It will stop here.